Travis Vaughn is a parent to Mount Edgecombe's class of 2024 valedictorian. Another child is a senior this year, also near the top of the class in academics, and a state contender in wrestling. Vaughn is the president of Mount Edgecombe's advisory board. He says board members weren't completely surprised when they were presented with the proposed budget for next year. Probably baffled is a better word.
Problem is, we've made school funding so opaque in this country that nobody can understand it. That's the source of the real problem, and nobody wants to pay. I don't know what you do with half the teachers. How does that work?
The advisory board doesn't oversee Mount Edgecombe like a local school board. That's the job of the State Board of Education. Vaughn and his fellow advisory board members keep an eye on the things that make a school more than just a brick building with classrooms. Mount Edgecombe currently has 32 teachers for its 420 students, rolling staff back to 15 or 17 positions, plus eliminating the competitive sports programs, is what Vaughn calls carnage. I asked him if he believed the school itself was in jeopardy.
So what's the point of a high school with no teachers, no sports, no cultural activities?
Will Mount Edgecombe close, conceivably?
I don't think so. I don't think that that's a realistic possibility. I don't think that the political powers that be, they probably understand that that is a disaster that they don't want to touch, because we have alumni in every voting district in the state. And I don't think they really want to drive us off a cliff.
The problem is at Edgecombe, when you start cutting into the bone, you impact the program so significantly that you start to wonder if you can even have a school.
Sitka Representative Rebecca Himshute co-chairs the House Education Committee. She's introduced legislation to catch up state education funding with inflation over the next 3 years. The BSA, or base student allocation, hasn't significantly increased since 2016. Most school districts, like Sitka's, have been able to stay afloat by increasing class sizes and shifting some expenses onto local government. Himshute says Mount Edgecombe is more akin to the 19 rural schools in Alaska's Regional Education Attendance Areas, or REAAs, that are not supported by a local tax base.
And that puts them in an exceedingly difficult position because there is nowhere else to turn. And so that has helped to make the case for why a base student allocation increase is so desperately needed across the state. That's all those schools have.
Himshute's bill has broad support in the House, but her colleagues have already proposed substitute language limiting the BSA increase to $1,000 with a $450 reading incentive grant. That language could get the bill passed in the House, but the Senate is a different matter. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee.
Frankly, we have significant deficit issues we're trying to deal with, and those big BSA numbers are probably not going to materialize.
Stedman managed to find some extra instructional funding for Mount Edgecombe last year. It's not clear to him how the school's situation could have become so dire in so short a time, with more or less the same number of students and same revenues as this year.
We'll have a conversation with the Department of Education, and which we do every year at Edgecombe, and take a look at it, but it doesn't seem to smell right to me.
Mount Edgecombe teachers first learned about some possible cuts last December, and they were reassured by the commissioner's office that Mount Edgecombe would stay open. But Matt Hunter, president of the union representing teachers, doesn't think it would be the same school if half of the teaching positions were eliminated.
Our students really thrive when they can have classes like art and music and electives. And if we don't have that, it would be hard to attract kids. I mean, there's always efficiencies, but oftentimes they come with a cost that maybe isn't foreseen.
Hunter says Mount Edgecombe has an incredibly strong program and teaching team. He hopes there will be some reassurance from the legislature soon before his members begin looking for jobs elsewhere. In the meantime, Travis Vaughn says the advisory board supports the work of Mount Edgecombe's superintendent and the Department of Education, and he's not laying blame on the legislature or even on the governor. Nevertheless, he remains frustrated with state education funding. He sees it as a shell game, and he wouldn't mind if Alaskans were more upset about it.
People need to organize on their own and start demanding this money. Because for our government to tell teachers, cops, and firefighters that there's no money is just a lie.
Having once managed large government contracts for the Army, Vaughn is wary of the word salad that accompanies the state education budget. It's a magician's trick, he says, to distract you while the man in the black hat walks out the back door with all the money. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.